Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, March 28, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. After the Indian equity markets rebounded yesterday, the GIFT Nifty trends are pointing out to an extension of the recovery today. Yesterday, the Indian equity markets ended the March series on a healthy note, with the Nifty reclaiming 23,500. The Nifty did open on a negative note yesterday and moved up from the lows in the early part of the session. Eventually, the Nifty 50 index closed the day higher by 104 points at 23,592 levels. The broader market sentiment also remained resilient on the back of continuing buying interest, with Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Small-Cap 100 indices gaining up to 1%. Among sectors, Nifty PSU banks, media, oil and gas and realty were major gainers, while Nifty Auto, Pharma and Healthcare indices ended in the red. Today, investors will be tracking further details on the US tariff measures and the broader economic outlook ahead of President Trump's deadline. Markets will also track the US Q4 GDP data to be released later tonight and the US CPI data for February to be released. Today will also mark the end of January to March quarter, which will also mark the end of financial year 2025. Going ahead, experts eye that the index, since it made a low near 23,400 zone and found a support at 2,200 EMA and bounced back strongly to 23,600 zone, it clearly indicates the strength of the bulls. Now that it has to hold above 23,400 zones, the next resistance is eyed at 23,800 and then followed by 24,000 with a support of 23,400 and 23,200. Moving on, let's take a look at some of the stocks which will grab limelight in the trade today. First is shares of Ultratech Cement, as the firm commissioned new capacity and expansion projects across multiple locations. This included a brown clinker capacity of 3.35 million tons per annum at its Madhya Pradesh plant, a brownfield grinding unit expansion of 1.2 MTPA in Maharashtra, and another brownfield grinding unit expansion in West Bengal. Secondly, shares of BEL will be in focus as the company received additional orders valued at 1,385 crore rupees since March 12, taking the total value of orders secured in the current financial year to 18,415 crore rupees. Thirdly, shares of Hindustan Aeronautics will be in focus as the company revised the value of its contract to supply 20 light combat aircraft Mark 1 to the Indian Air Force from 5989 crore rupees to 6542 crore rupees due to a revision in the delivery schedule. The next stock which will be in focus, that is your Asian Paints, as the company is establishing a chemical manufacturing facility in Dahej, Gujarat for 3250 crore rupees. The facility will be handling vinyl acetate ethylene emulsion, vinyl acetate monomer and ethylene. The next stock which will be in focus, that is your BEML, as the firm secured a 405 crore rupees contract from Bengaluru Metro Rail Corporation for the supply of standard gauge metro cars, along with personnel training and comprehensive maintenance for up to 15 years. Moving on, let's take a look at what the global cues are presenting before us. Overnight, in the US, all three major averages closed lower. The Dow Jones dropped 155 points, the S&P 500 declined about 0.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite slid about 0.5%. If you look at the Asia-Pacific markets, that traded mixed on this morning as US President Donald Trump's tariff threats kept investors on the edge. While Australia's S&P 200 added 0.3%, Nikkei 225 lost 2%, and South Korea's KOSPI traded about 1% lower. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices edged higher as traders assessed a tightening of crude supplies along with new US tariffs and their expected effect on the world's economy. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Nirav Karkera of Wisdom talking about the auto tariff impact on JLR sales and overall Tata Motors as a stock. Listen in.
JLR is the star of the moment. All eyes on JLR right now amidst the 25% tariff that has been introduced. And there's a reason for it. JLR as a segment, if you look at it, it derives around a third of its total sales from North America. In fact, last year, a little bit over a fifth was derived out of US alone in terms of contribution to overall revenue. So US is indeed a very, very significant market for JLR. Now, the way things stand, JLR has hardly a few options in front of them to ensure that they're able to sustain their margin growth and meet the guidance that they had outlined in the year previously. So a couple of those measures would definitely include a price hike. That is number one. Number two, they would have to focus a whole lot more on developing more cost efficiencies. However, this is not going to happen overnight. It's not as if you can expand your presence in a foreign country and start manufacturing in a big way overnight, right? It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen instantaneously. In fact, there is a near-term adverse impact that is expected on not just JLR's bottom line, but also its revenues, considering that the 25% tariff is quite steep. So, with limited ability to pass on the increased cost, especially also of the components on which the same tariffs have been extended, JLR may not be able to achieve a very efficient pricing strategy that hits an equilibrium with the customers. So it can see a drop in demand in the near term, and that will eventually translate to some pressure on the bottom line.
Thanks for tuning in. Do stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the news updates and market insights. We'll be back next week, same time, same place.